From Pacifica Radio, KPFT 90.1 Houston, this is Open Journal in Exile. Open Journal is the Houston community magazine of the airwaves. Join us as Duane Bradley and Stephanie Coleman explore the wonder that is the Petro Metro and the people who make it happen. And now from our temporary, socially distanced, alternative studios in Exile, somewhere in the greater Houston area, this is Open Journal in Exile. Let the conversation begin.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome aboard. You are tuned into another edition of Open Journal in Exile. We thank you for joining us at Houston's Community Station. This is a special in Exile edition of Open Journal. We appreciate your support. Thanks for sharing your time with us. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Duane Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. Jan Huff is a mother and wife, an independent entrepreneur and spirit who came upon an impending health crisis a few years ago. She challenged herself to turn things around and did so. The result of her self-discovery became her 24-hour dietary challenge that is one of the core elements of her creation, SYO Life, which means save your own life. Jan joins us on this episode of OJ to talk about her path to wellness, the challenges and discoveries she made along the way, and to offer us all an opportunity to gain a better perspective and control of our own well-being, and to even save our own lives. Jan Huff, thank you for joining us and welcome to this edition of OJ.
Hello.
It's been a while, Jan. It's great. It's great to have you back and to see you and be in the same space in this virtual studio we share here out in KPFT in Exile, Open Journal. Mm-hmm. So just to get things started for everyone, what was your path to SYO Life? And talk about coming up with that whole thing and the Save Your Own Life movement.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it started in April of 2017, which is crazy to think about now. That's been over 4 years. But I did have a little bit of a health crisis in that I had gone to get my regular checkup and I had very high bad cholesterol, which is the LDL. It was 192. That's supposed to be below 100. And I had prediabetes and I was 40 pounds overweight. And what's kind of sad to think about now is leading up to that, it didn't really bother me until I saw the numbers. Mm-hmm. And then I realized I was on my way to heart disease and diabetes, which my dad had both and ended up passing away from both of those. I had heart conditions on both sides of my family. My mother's dad and brothers died of heart disease. My dad died of heart disease. I knew if I didn't do something, I was going to go down that same path. And I needed to figure out something. And my doctor had wanted to put me on medication to bring down the numbers, but I will only even take a Tylenol if my headache is, you know, like insufferable. So I knew I didn't want to go on medication. So I just researched how to get my numbers down naturally. And it pretty much boiled down to four things: eat healthy, water, exercise, and sleep. And these are things that people know to do, but it's how to do it is a lot of times the issue. So I just created, like Stephanie referred to earlier, a 24-hour challenge because I felt if I could do something for 24 hours, then, you know, I could just take it from there as far as was it successful or not. And it was. I basically just created the perfect day and felt better the next day than I had felt in months, probably even a year or so. You know, because I had been healthy off and on all through my life. I am a cyclist. I had, you know, I've done the MS-150 five times many years ago. But, you know, I've been healthy. And a lot of things had happened in my life to get me in that space where I was unhealthy. And I just, you know, needed to turn it around. So after the challenge, like I said, I felt better than I'd felt in a long time. So I decided to just try to live my life that way. So I went to my regular doctor and told him what I was doing. He said, that sounds great. but let's see if what you're doing is actually getting your numbers down. So he said, come back in 4 months. We'll retest your numbers and just see. And so I was like, game on, challenge accepted. So I, you know, you can't have a perfect day every day, but I at least was striving to do that, to eat healthy, to drink water. So, and, you know, and leading up to that, those four things, I had not been really doing any of that. Like, for example, eating healthy, I was eating lots of junk food, lots of sweets. I was living off of tea and coffee, so I wasn't drinking water. And because of all the caffeine, I wasn't getting sleep. And so the quality of sleep was bad, and exercise, I didn't have time to exercise. And so I just made that as an excuse. Well, so what I would do to incorporate time is I have an indoor bike. And so I would just ride that while I worked, and I would go on walks during lunch. And, you know, just things like that to try to incorporate those four things into my day as often possible. And after 4 months, my 192 number had gone down to 145, and I was no longer pre-diabetic. And my doctor was quite impressed that I did that without medication, and said that I need to figure out a way to get what I was doing out there to help others. And so I actually met with Stephanie, who taught me how to do a website, because I felt that was the best way to get my message out. And so I created SYO Life, which stands for Save Your Own Life, because I felt what I had done was saved my own life. And so to get the message out to help others, you know, that just made sense to me. And I was surprised that name wasn't already taken. I mean, Save Your Own Life. I mean, you can literally save your own life with food, with you know, with just being healthy. And so it's syolife.com. it's a website. It's got the 24-hour challenge. It's got then what I also want to say is I'd gone back to my regular doctor for my next year's follow-up visit, and he wanted to check out my website. So he did. He's like, well, this all looks great, but what do you do after the 24 hours? And I'm like, well, you just kind of try to live that way. And he's like, no, you He's like, no, you need to come up with something. So I was like, okay. So I created the SYO lifestyle, which is basically how to live based on the challenge, you know, how to live the day. And again, just attempting to do so, because I mean, nobody can have a perfect every day, but just the attempt to be healthy will be enough. And my numbers had gone down even more. Now my LDL was like in the 120s, and it just kept, you know, every year, the checkup, it kept getting lower and lower. And so what I was doing was right. But one thing I do want to add that, you know, I haven't spoken to either one of you in a while, but you know, COVID, of course, happened in last year. And it was a lot of people I know probably were not taking as good of care of themselves as they should. Including me. And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because even, you know, because for me, it's like, you know, from 2017 is when I started this, 2018, still doing great, 2019, still doing great, 2020, stuff happens, and you don't always do great. And it's okay, you know, once you realize you're not doing great, to just try to turn it around. And so for me, what I noticed is that I was not making the healthiest choices, and I was eating a lot of saturated fats like cheese and milk and actually coconut. I had no idea until recently that coconut is like almost all saturated fat. Anyway, so I started watching these videos on YouTube, and a lot of these were vegan YouTubers. And if both of y'all know me, I never in a million years thought I would ever go vegan. I like meat and I like dairy and cheese and all that
stuff. Like cheese,
Yeah, but I think, so leading up to the 2020, I think I had just cut way back on all of that kinds of food to be able to get my numbers down and to keep them down. And then, you know, I guess I was turning to that for comfort during COVID. And so but anyway, so so literally just 2 months ago in July is when I decided to try vegan, just, you know, because the reason why I did it was because I was enjoying watching these videos so much of these beautiful foods, these beautiful recipes. And I thought, if I, you know, it's a lot of times, a lot of this is in your mind, mm-hmm. which you can convince your mind to do. You know, where the mind goes, the body will follow. I've said that mm-hmm. before. So I thought, well, if I become vegan, then it's going to make me eat healthier mm-hmm. because I'm no longer eating all that saturated fat and the meats and the cheeses and all that. And so I actually went and got my annual checkup a little bit late this year. I actually got it, you know, because I didn't want to go if I wasn't vaccinated yet. And so I went about 3 weeks ago, and I had just been vegan for like a month, and my LDL had gone back up. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of times, if you just listen to your body, it mm-hmm. will guide you on what you should do. A lot of times people just won't listen. They just, you know, they don't want to hear what their body's saying. Mm-hmm. But, you know, way back in 2017, my body literally was showing how bad a shape I was in by making these spots just break out of my body. I don't know if you remember this, Stephanie, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I would literally have spots just show up on my body. And then once mm-hmm. I got healthy, they went away, and yeah. I had them for like weeks. Yeah. And I think in this case, I knew I was not making the healthier choices. So I went vegan anyway. So my numbers had gone back up. My LDL had gone back up. So I'm going to go back in 3 months now, you know, now that I've cut out all the saturated fat. And that was another thing I hadn't really researched, you know, because in 2017, I gave up sugar. Like, I just no longer wanted it after getting healthy. And then, but the saturated fat was apparently an issue. So anyway, so now that I've cut way back on that, saturated fat apparently is what is terrible for LDL. it'll make those numbers go up. Like,
hi.
Yeah. And too much oil. Like, I've cut back on my oil because before I was like, oh, avocado oil is healthy, so I can have as much as I want. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
it's all moderation.
Well, it is about moderation. It really is. And yeah. so now I try to eat, you know, some type of salad every day, and beans and healthy grains and fruits. And of course, drinking lots of water and that type thing. So, you know, and what's funny is in 2017, when I did this originally, the change from where I had been to what I had done, I could literally feel the energy flowing through my veins. Like, I mm-hmm. felt so good all the time. And now that I've done this, it's almost like recharged that. It's like, I feel like I have to go on a walk after I've eaten something healthy because I have all this energy I have to work off.
That's good. Well, you know, it's so nice to hear as you talk about sort of the ebbs and flows of life, yes. and SYO life, that, you know, COVID was different. Just the rhythm, people not going to the gym or not walking in the park. No one kind of really knew what was a safe practice around that. And even the fear did bring comfort food for many. Yeah.
So 10 pounds, I gained 10 pounds during COVID. Mm-hmm. And that was the other reason I wanted to start making healthier choices of like, no, I don't want to have to go buy new clothes. I just really don't want to have to do that again. And so I've lost the 10 pounds.
That's great. What would you recommend? You know, it sneaks up on people, I think.
Yes.
Sort of you look up and you realize that you kind of lost control over your life. And whether it's the numbers or whatever that is, where you just wake up and you're ready. What would you recommend for those who COVID might have, you know, they're rocking pajamas, some of our listeners, I mean, you have the ability to just roll over and just put on a shirt for a Zoom call. What would you sort of say as a way to ease their self back into a healthier choice and a healthier life?
Well, one huge thing is go for a walk every day for 30 minutes at lunchtime. You need the vitamin D from the sun. That's going to make you feel better. Because a lot of times whenever you get in that way, you are kind of feeling down. And then when you see that, you know, that you maybe have gained weight or that you don't feel that great, it just makes you depressed. And mm-hmm. just, you know, that would be my first bit of advice is just go for a walk. And whether it's 10 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever you have time for, get out in the sun. It's going to make you feel better. and it clears the brain. I mean, I can think so much more clearly after I've gone on a walk. If maybe I was trying to figure out a problem or a solution or whatever, or figure out the solution to a problem, just going out for a walk will just clear my head and help me be able to think clearly. So that's the main thing. And then incorporating water. You know, if you're drinking sodas or you're drinking, you know, other drinks that are sugary or not good for you, I'm not saying give them up, because a lot of times that's hard, but just, you know, make sure you're getting, like, first thing in the morning, get a glass of water, maybe squirt some lemon juice in it or something that'll, you know, if you don't like water, just squirt, you know, some juice or some, put some strawberries or whatever in it, just to kind of, you know, infuse it with some kind of flavor, and, you know, get a glass of water in first thing. And then after that, have your soda, and maybe alternate, you know, a glass of water for every time you drink something else. And then just slowly but surely adding in healthier choices. Like maybe, you know, if you're going to have scrambled eggs, put in some spinach and wilt that in there so that you're getting some type of vegetable, you know, have some berries, you know, with whatever it is you're having in the morning, just adding, slowly adding in, you know, some type of nutritional foods, fruits, vegetables, mostly, and beans. I mean, and definitely don't just start eating like a bowl of beans a day. Nobody's going to want to be around you. I'm just saying.
Gotta pace it.
But just, you know, maybe adding in like a half a cup of beans a day, just, you know, and just slowly but surely integrate in the healthier choices. And then, you know, as you know, and then maybe the next week, add a little bit more, you know, just so that it's a, like you said, slow, gradual process. Just, you know, doing those types of things are going to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah.
So, go ahead. Yeah, Jan, did the SYOLife.com website, now that details the 24-hour challenge that you went through, and you share the entire story plus the process. If someone wanted to take that and challenge themselves just to see if they, as you, felt that difference immediately, and when they do, and you're talking about aspects related to food, water, exercise, sleeping, do you have details on those four specific areas within the SYO Life website that people can go to get food tips, liquid tips, sleeping tips? How do I sleep better? What, give me one of those. That's a hard one.
Yes. So one thing that, another thing, I've been following these vegan doctors' advice on YouTube as well. But one thing that on my challenge, I basically say at 9:30, cut off all electronics, just like, just pick a time, you know, 9:30 is what worked for me. One of the doctors I've listened to says at 10 o'clock, that's his cutoff time. Other people say, you know, well, they don't, they may need to be up later than that, whatever it is, it needs to be in relation to what time you're going to get up the next morning. So you don't want it to be too late, and then you have to get up at 6 o'clock the next morning. You're not going to get enough sleep. So you have to pick a time and just say, shut it all off. And I actually was just listening to a podcast of somebody who was saying that they have the, called a 5 second rule, and they just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom. And then because they counted down, that makes them just stop whatever it is and do what they need to do next. So in this particular case, at 9:30, if that's what you have to do, count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, shut everything off, start brushing your teeth, wash your face, start getting ready for bed, and then just lie down. And, you know, and if you can't go to sleep right away, get up and walk around a little bit, but, you know, just try really hard to, you know, to just close your eyes and relax. And on that 24-hour challenge, for me, because before that I had been drinking so much caffeine, and in this particular case, day on the challenge, I had had a cup of coffee that morning, but then I just drank water the rest of the day, so I didn't have all that caffeine in my system. And because I had exercised, which my body had not been used to, because I was eating healthy, because I had eaten healthy, my body just relaxed more so than it had before. And I was surprised, but I was able to get to sleep within 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so, like, but now I've noticed that sometimes I have a hard time getting to sleep for whatever reason. Just, you know, sometimes what I would do is just make myself think about something relaxing, like a field of flowers or the beach. Just, you know, again, your mind is very strong if you'll just, you know, let it do its thing. So like, you know, imagine yourself at the beach with the waves rolling in, crashing in, and just think of something that is peaceful to you and focus on it. And if your mind drifts off, it's kind of like meditation, I guess. If it wanders off and you realize it's wandered off, go back to focusing on what it is you've decided is going to be your thing to think about. And if you do that often enough, then it should help you. Some people use apps, you know, with like rain or something like that to help them get to sleep. So there's different, you know, tools.
White noise generator. Something like that.
Yeah.
No, that's one. I mean, there are studies that really say when we're overstimulated. And so it, your mind and your body does need time to process all of the stimulation, both from the phone and the television and all those things before it's able to cut off. So
another thing I've learned is not to eat too close to when you're going to sleep, because your body's busy digesting all the food. And so if you try to have at least a couple of hours between the time you finish eating and the time you go to sleep, then that also will help.
That kind of ruins my continental dining plan, where I eat dinner at 10 p.m. and then then I'm trying to get to bed before midnight. Can't do it because I'm still digesting. So, Jan, what's the best way for people to keep up with all things Jan Huff and SYO Life? Is it through your website?
Through my website. I've got a YouTube channel. Well, if you go to my website, all of my social media is in the footer of different ways that you can see what I'm doing. So I don't all right in front of me. So SYOLife.com is how you get to the website. And then from there, you can see my Facebook page. You can see my like Twitter. And I actually have a podcast that I've posted a few things on. And those podcasts, most of those are from the 90.1 KPFT interviews I did a while back. Those are all on there. And then there's another one where there was an author who had written a book, What Do I Eat Now? It's geared towards people with diabetes. And I interviewed her. So that's on there. That's on my YouTube channel and also on the podcast.
That's great.
Okay. Well, Jan Huff, it's great to catch up with you. It's been too long. We will see you again very soon. And we thank you so much for joining us on this special In Exile edition of Open Journal.
All right. Very good.
All right, dear friends, it is time to wrap this edition of Open Journal. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. Remember, kpft.org, always available. The red donate button is looking for your attention, and we could use it. And we will be asking you more pointedly in the very next edition of Open Journal. Thank you again. I'm Dwayne Bradley.
And I'm Stephanie Coleman. This program and additional programs can be found in our archive at kpft.org. Please subscribe to our podcast. That's KPFT-OJ. Remember, we are a dedicated all-volunteer production staff, including Rambling Rick Campbell, Susan Phillips, and Maverick. Open Journal theme music provided by Kevin McLeod. Join us on Open Journal next time for more great conversations. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your donations. And thanks for your support.
Stay tuned right after this program for another edition of Mavericks Midday. And as always, we leave you with a thought to carry you through the week. It comes to us this time from Maya Angelou, who said, "Love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope." Take care of each other. Peace.